Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together. Saturday evening, everybody, and welcome back to downtown Davenport and Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchville joining you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, thanks so much for joining us as the Quad Cities River Bandits continue their six-game set against the Beloit Sky Carp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. It's the penultimate game of Quad City's 2024 regular season. Game five of the set tonight. First pitch coming up in about 10 minutes. And then the season finale tomorrow afternoon, a 1 o'clock matinee on Sunday. After that, the Bandits start playoff action September 10th here in Davenport. Game one against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Game one of potentially three in the Midwest League West Championship. First, though, business to finish here against the Sky Carp. The Bandits with wins on Tuesday and Wednesday to take an early 2-0 lead in the series, but it's been all Sky Carp the last two ball games. On Thursday, Beloit 6-3 winners, even though Quad Cities outhit the Sky Carp 11-8. Yesterday, the Bandits' bats even quieter. They scored just one run on three hits and lost by a tally. Final score last night, 2-1. It was a great pitching performance, as evidenced by the final score. Frank Mazzucato got the start for Quad Cities, and he one-upped a terrific performance last week against Wisconsin with an outing that was better. He went 8 strikeouts in 4 scoreless innings. That matched a season-high mark. Mazzucato giving up just 2 hits, not walking anybody, and doing everything in his power to get Quad Cities the victory. Unfortunately, Jake Brooks was doing the same for Beloit. The Sky Carp starter, in his High A debut, also gave up just 2 hits, didn't walk anybody, and struck out 6 in 5 scoreless innings. We were without a run all the way until the 7th, when Beloit finally broke through against Ben Hernandez. The Bandits reliever pitched a scoreless 5th and 6th, but after getting the first out in the 7th, Kemp Alderman struck for a triple. Brock Vredenberg singled through the right side against a shallow infield to give Beloit a 1-0 lead. Hernandez would then respond with a strikeout of Mark Coley, but then the next batter, the red-hot Tony Bullard, laced a double into left center field to score Vredenberg and give Beloit their 2-0 advantage. Hernandez would shut down the inning there, and the Bandits' bats would respond in the bottom of the 7th. Blake Mitchell led off the inning as a base runner. He was hit by a pitch. Holt Jones plunked the Bandits' DH. But then Holt able to get Carson Rockefeller to pop out. Mitchell would steal second base, and in the process of stealing second, got into scoring position and eventually came in to score on a error. Shervin Newton bounced a ball to the second baseman, Yidi Capé. He couldn't handle it cleanly, and Mitchell able to come all the way around from second and score. After that, the Bandits threatened even further. Omar Hernandez picked up his second hit of the game, a one-out single to put men at first and second with one out. Holt Jones, though, able to get Sam Kulasingham to bounce into an inning-ending double play. And after that, the Bandits struck for just one more base runner. They did not have a hit for the remainder of the game. And Jack Selinger, with a scoreless eighth and ninth, able to nail down Beloit's second victory of the week and his first save as a member of the Sky Car. It was a quiet day for both bats, just 11 combined runners left on base, even with the low-scoring effort. Just a 2-hour and 10-minute ball game. So let's turn the page to this Saturday night contest. The winner today guarantees a split of this six-game series, with the finale coming up tomorrow afternoon. Let's get to the lineup for the Beloit Sky Carp, the visitors, and the high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. They are managed for the second straight season by Billy Gardner Jr., and he puts his lineup together like this. Leading off, it is the center fielder, Colby Shade. Gage Miller had a day off yesterday, but now back in the two spot, playing second. And batting third, the DH, Kemp Alderman. Tony Bullard will bat fourth. He's the third baseman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Brock Vredenburg. Batting sixth, the right fielder is Mark Coley II. Sam Prater is in the lineup for the first time. He does the catching for Beloit and bats seventh. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jay Beshears. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Brett Roberts. Well, on the mound for Beloit tonight, it's the 23-year-old right-hander from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Will Schomburg, who started this year in the Seattle Mariners organization, but was part of a deadline deal that sent him to Miami. He opened the season in single-A Modesto with the Nuts, a 269 ERA with the Mariners single-A affiliate. He got off to a good start with a 3.27 ERA in four starts with the Everett Aqua Sox, the Mariners' high A affiliate, then traded to Beloit, and since joining the Sky Carp, he has struggled. He has just a 6.98 ERA in five starts as a member of the Marlins farm system. That said, his strikeout numbers have been good, 25 Ks in 19 and a third. Schomburg, though, is struggling with the walks. He's giving up more than 9 per 9 innings. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They, of course, are managed by Brooks Conrad, who's in his third year at the helm here in Quad Cities. His lineup card has Justin Johnson in the leadoff spot, serving as the DH. Spencer Nivens bats second, he's in left. And batting third, the first baseman, Jack Caglione. Trevor Werner, over at third base, bats fourth. Carson Rockefert bats fifth and plays center. And batting sixth, back in the lineup, it's the shortstop, Dustin Dickerson. Sam Kulasingham over in right field tonight, bats seventh. Kyle Hayes handles the catching and hits eighth. And batting ninth, the switch-hitting second baseman, Lisandro Rodriguez. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's the Royals' fourth-round pick in the 2023 draft, the 22-year-old left-hander, Hunter Owen. Owen makes his 22nd start of the year. All of them have been with Quad Cities. And in his first professional season, he is 6-7 with a 4.36 ERA. Time to close down the River Bandits pregame show. When we come back, we've got first pitch for a Saturday night matchup here in the Quad Cities.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air. It's a beautiful Saturday night in the Quad Cities as the River Bandits play their penultimate game of the 2024 regular season. It's game five of their six-game series against the Beloit Sky Carp. Welcome into the John O'Donnell Press Box, everybody. Kyle Kercheval, thrilled to have you along with us. You can catch the broadcast on Bally Live and MILB TV. And, of course, you can just listen to the audio stream at riverbandits.com. Hunter Owen gets the start for the Quad Cities today. The 22-year-old lefty from Edgewood, Kentucky, born in Kentucky, raised in the state of Maine. He makes his 22nd start as not only a member of the River Bandits, but of the Kansas City Royals system. He was the fourth-round pick by the Royals out of Vanderbilt last year, and he has been a solid rock in the rotation for Brooks Conrad. 6-7 with a 4.36 ERA. Once he completes his first inning tonight, he'll have 100 in his first pro campaign, a 1.23 whip and a 2.47 opponent batting average for the lefty. He's being load managed, so to speak, down the home stretch of the season per usual, as has been the case for the last few starts. Expect Owen to go no further than three or four innings. Last time he took the mound was against Wisconsin up in Appleton on August 31st. He went three innings, gave up just one run, but his day was stopped after 41 pitches. Colby Shade, Gage Miller, Kemp Alderman, three straight righties to lead it off in the top of the first. Shay Graham is the home plate umpire tonight. His partner, Jonathan Rector, patrols the base paths. Owen works out of the windup. First pitch on the way to Shade. Fastball fouled off the catcher, Hayes. It's a painful strike one for the backstop. We're officially underway tonight at 6:02 Central Time. Shade covering the mound and home plate where Colby Shade stands, still looking for his first hit this series and in the month of September. A one outside, one ball, one strike. Shade reached base twice yesterday via walk, but he's 0-18 since the turn of the calendar. Owens 1-1. That's a bit low, maybe a touch outside. Two balls, one strike. Shade on the season bats 237. Three home runs, 14 RBIs. He was really good in the month of August. The 2-1 delivery. Low and inside. Three balls, one strike. Last month, Shade hit 281 with an 803 OPS. Still trying to figure things out, though, in September. 3-1 from Owen. Fastball popped over the screen, out of play. The count goes full. Weather-wise, first pitch temperatures coming in at 66 degrees with clear, sunny skies. And it feels like playoff baseball weather, I can tell you that. 3-2 pitch to Shade. Got him swinging. Fastball elevated at 92. It's a great start for Hunter Owen, who strikes out the Sky Carp center fielder. Same recipe that Frank Mazzucato turned to yesterday. He struck out the side in the top of the first. Went on to have eight in four scoreless innings. So here's Gage Miller. He was not part of the strikeout fest yesterday. First pitch his way. Outside for ball one. He got the night off. Yidi Capé filled in the two spot. Miller back at second as the Marlins' number 16 prospect per MLB pipeline. 1-0. Fouled off the press box on the right side, and it's 1-1. Miller is another guy who is struggling in the last month. He's just one for his last 17. Last we saw him was the game Thursday. He went 0-5. The pitch. High and away on the breaking ball. Two balls, one strike. Quad Cities sports the alternate black jerseys today with the primary Bandits logo on the chest, a gold number and gold piping to complete the jersey. Of course, home white pants and the black cap. 2-1. Lifted over the first base side. Out of play, it's 2-2. For Beloit, the Sky Carp, after wearing the alternate teals yesterday, back in the road grays with Beloit across the chest, a blue number below the lettering on the front of the jersey, blue number on the back, road gray pants with a teal and red stripe, and a black Skycarp cap. 2-2. Curveball looped towards left field. To his left, Spencer Nivens. And in the alley, he makes a chest-high catch. Picks up the second out of the inning. Carson Rockefort's in center field. Sam Coolisingham completes the outfield, playing right. Dustin Dickerson is back at short for Quad Cities, while Lisandro Rodriguez holds down second. Trevor Werner had the day off yesterday, back at third today. Jack Caglione at first. Kyle Hayes handles the catching. The new batter, Kemp Alderman. First pitch swinging. He fouls it out of play for strike one. Alderman was in the cleanup spot for Beloit yesterday and throughout the first three games of the series. Last night, 2-for-4 with a single, a triple, and one of the two Skycarp runs scored. A one, another curveball, and that's taken for a strike. Owen will mix the Uncle Charlie in pretty rarely, probably only 6 or 7 times a game, but catches hitters by surprise, dropping the velo to the low 70s. 0-2 to Alderman. Another curveball, and it's a swinging strike three. A couple of strikeouts in a scoreless inning for Hunter Owen. The Bandits starting staff has been racking up the K's this week. We go to the bottom of the first. The Bandits ready to get a look at Will Schomburg. We're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
A 1-2-3 start for Hunter Owen brings Quad Cities to the plate with our score knotted at 0. Bottom of the first, led off by Justin Johnson. Bandits DH, followed by Spencer Nivens and Jack Caglione. Those three to face the 23-year-old right-hander Will Schomburg, who gets the start for Beloit. First pitch, high on the fastball, 1-0. Johnson, normally at second base, a position he's played 92 times to lead the team this year, but this evening, he gets a break from the defensive duties. 1-0. Outer half, a called strike on the fastball. Johnson is the designated hitter for the 6th time this season. He's a .242 hitter with 3 homers and 35 driven in. 1-1 pitch. Slider outside, 2-1. Johnson still clinging to that 21-game on-base streak. He's hitless in his last two games, but extended the stretch yesterday with a 6th-inning walk. 2-1. High and away, 3 balls, 1 strike. His on-base streak, 21 games. The longest for any River Bandits hitter this season. He finds himself in an early hitter's count. Schomburg delivers the 3-1, and it's high and outside for ball four. Just like that, on-base streak stretched to 22. And another free pass helps get the job done. Walks have been few and far between in this series. In fact, 4 games into the set, we've seen just 21 total walks. as opposed to 72 total strikeouts. Spencer Nivens in the box now. First pitch is clobbered towards right field. That's going to get out of here. It's a two-run bomb. Spencer Nivens smashes his 19th home run of the season. And that was gone as soon as it left the bat. Nobody in baseball hit more home runs in the month of August than Spencer Nivens. And that's his first long ball here in September. So double trouble after the leadoff walk. 2-0 Quad Cities. Jack Caglione into the box. First pitch fouled over the left side. For Schomburg, that's the seventh home run he's allowed in high A action this year, including his time in both Beloit and Everett. It's the fourth home run he's given up in just under 20 innings with Beloit. 0-1, chopped up the middle. The shortstop, Bashir's Fields, throws over to first and retires Cags for out number one. Here is the rest of the Sky Carp defense. They've got Colby Shade in center, Roberts in left, Coley the second in right field. The shortstop, Bashir's, Miller at second, Bullard at third, Vredenberg at first. Sam Prater handles the catching duties for the first time this week. So one out, nobody on. Schomburg now to face Trevor Werner. First pitch inside with the fastball. A Prater, 23 years old, stands on the hill with bright white cleats at 5'10", 190 pounds. 1-0. Werner takes down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Trevor with a day off yesterday. In the ballgame Thursday, went 0-for-3 but drove in a run on a fielder's choice. 2-0. Called strike, top of the zone, 2-1. In 117 games this year, Werner batting 201 with 11 homers and 53 driven in, but his second half has been much better than his first. Schomburg's pitch near the eyes, ball three. Werner in this series, however, just 1-for-12. 6 strikeouts and no walks, which for him has been a rarity lately. 3-1, check swing roller. It's fouled over towards the first base coach's box. Chris Corbett picks it up and throws it towards the party plaza. Werner uses a timeout with one out. Base is empty in the bottom of the first. Quad Cities just took the lead. Two batters to go, courtesy of Spencer Nivens, who rocketed a 2-1 blast, or a two-run blast, I should say, over the right field fence. Payoff pitch to Werner. Breaking ball, called strike three. The slider finds the high outside corner. Werner did not like the call. He threw the bat aside and was going to trot down to first. Instead, he's a strikeout victim, the first of the ballgame for Will Schomburg. Well, even though Schomburg has had his struggles this year, the strikeout numbers have been terrific. He now has 142 in just over 112 innings, split between two levels this year. Carson Rockefort now steps in. He gets out of the way of a fastball in, 1-0. Rock's back in center. He's the number 28 prospect in the Royals organization per MLB Pipeline. 1-0 pitch. High fly ball, shallow right center field. Shade shields his eyes from the sun. Back pedals in the alley, reaches up, and makes the catch to end the inning. Quad Cities, though, back in front, courtesy of the one and only Spencer Nivens. A two-run blast in the bottom of the first makes it 2-0 Quad Cities.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
On Red, White, and Boom Night here in downtown Davenport, Spencer Niven starts the fireworks early. Little two-run shot over the right field fence has given the Bandits an early lead. Hunter Owen ready to pitch the top of the second. Quad City's ahead 2-0. Tony Bullard leads it off for Beloit. He'll take the first pitch outside. Owen with a perfect start to the game. A couple of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first. Bullard, Vredenberg, and Coley to hit in this frame. 1-0, fouled into the screen. A ball and a strike. A nice jump start to Quad City's lineup. With that homer, Bandits with just one run on three hits in nine frames yesterday. 1-1 on the way. Tapped near home plate, foul. And it's 1-2 on Bullard. There's been not a whole lot of offense in this series, but the steadiest bat in Beloit's lineup, most certainly Bullard. He is 5-for-12 this week with a double and four driven in. 1-2 pitch. Just low with the changeup. 2-2. Bullard with hits in three straight games, making him 5 for his last 9. He's hitting .441 in his last 10 games. Owen deals. Fouled over the first base dugout. Well out of play. Tony, a free agent, signed by the Marlins last year. 24-year-old from Riverside, California. 2-2 again. Curveball chopped off his foot, foul. And once more, Owen gets a mighty early swing on that curveball. Struck out Kemp Alderman to end the first inning with the curve. 2-2 again. That's a fastball high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bullard bats .295 in 46 games for Beloit this year. 1 homer, 22 driven in, a .769 OPS. Out of the windup, the payoff pitch from the lefty. Got him swinging. Fastball blown past at 91. That's 3 strikeouts and 4 batters face for Hunter Owen. No, that is the same kind of number that Frank Mazzucato had yesterday. Frank struck out the side in the first. First down in the second was a ground ball. Brock Vredenberg now the hitter. First pitch. Fouled back. Mazzucato in the midst of just a terrific run right now. 8 scoreless innings, no walks, 12 combined strikeouts. A guy that most certainly will be a part of the Bandits' pitching efforts in the postseason. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 93. 0-2. Vredenberg, 1-for-4 with an RBI single yesterday. Had a 2-run bomb 2 nights ago. He'll take a timeout ahead of the 2-strike pitch. He's playing in his 51st game for Beloit this year, batting just .215, but with 6 doubles and 6 homers. Now the 0-2. Fastball off the plate away. 1-2. With Red, White, and Boom coming up post-game, a big crowd expected here in downtown Davenport. And why not on the final Saturday regular season game of the year? The pitch. Got him swinging. Another strikeout for Hunter Owen. Fastball around the hands at 93. and Beloit just cannot make contact against this starting rotation. That is 12 combined strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings for Hunter Owen and Frank Mazzucato. First pitch to Mark Coley, grounded down the left field line, foul into the Bandits bullpen. Mark is another guy swinging it well for Beloit, with hits in each of his last three games. He's hitting .320 in his last 15 contests. Oh, one pitch. Line drive, just foul. Again, down the left field line behind the Bandits bullpen. Coley out in front of a slider. Pulled one that was almost outside of the strike zone. A pitch that normally you wouldn't be able to pull, but somehow Coley able to get the barrel all the way around it. Hunter Owen trying to strike out the side here in the second. 0-2. Got him! Fastball at 94. A swing and a miss. And 5 strikeouts in 2 innings for Hunter Owen. Deja vu at Modern Woodman Park. Bandits with a 2-0 lead going to the bottom of the second. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Quad Cities has the strikeout pitch going again. Hunter Owen with 2 scoreless frames, 5 Ks, and his Bandits already out to a 2-0 lead, looking to tack on in the home half of the second. Dickerson, Kulasingham, and Hayes to face Will Schomburg. Right-hander's first pitch. Down the middle on the fastball. Nice to see Dustin back in the lineup. Got a couple of days off, didn't play Thursday or last night. 0-1. Slider down and away. 1-1. Dickerson was good on Wednesday. Went 1-for-2 with a single and a couple of walks. Had 2 walks and a single Tuesday. 1-1. High and outside. 2-1. Dickerson in the last 3 games, 4 walks and no strikeouts. His walk total, one of the best in the league. 2-1. Outside, 3-1, right on cue. Dusty has 67 to lead Quad Cities. That mark, 4th in the MWL. Schomburg's 3-1. Fastball fouled into the netting. Dickerson got a pretty good pitch to swing at, but could square it up. Schomburg, you have to imagine, would love to avoid a leadoff walk. It's exactly what he did in the first inning. And then the next man that came up, Spencer Nivens, launched a go-ahead 2-run homer. Nivens, club leading 19th of the season. Dickerson back in the box, 3-2. Slider called strike 3, froze him at the knees. That's the second K of the night for Will Schomburg. And Dickerson knew it. As soon as he saw it whiz by, he turned his back and went towards the dugout. That'll bring up Sam Coolisingham. Sam made his first high A start at third base yesterday. At the plate, went 0-for-3 to snap a 10-game hit streak. Switch hitter, bats left-handed, and takes a fastball on the inner half for strike one. Coolisingham playing in his 19th game for Quad Cities. Made his professional debut with a handful of games in single-A Columbia. 0-1. Slider grounded over to the right side. Diving is Miller. He can't get to it. It's into right field for a base hit. Second knock of the game for the Quad Cities. And after having the hit streak ended last night, Coolisingham starts a new one. A one-out single to bring up Kyle Hayes. Valiant effort by Miller. Nearly trapped the ball on his dive. But it scooched under the mitt towards Mark Coley. So double play depth for Miller and Bashirs. Vredenberg holds Coolisingham at first. The pitch to Hayes. Outside, ball one. Kyle, the 26-year-old catcher from Falls Church, Virginia, getting his first start of the week. His first start since last Saturday. 1-0. Fly ball, shallow center. Second baseman Miller into the outfield, reaching up, can't make the catch. He lost his cap, and Coolisingham up to second base, well ahead of the throw. Little bloop single for Kyle Hayes, who put it perfectly between Miller and Shade. Center fielder didn't give it a great effort. He was pretty confident Miller was going to make that catch. Even if he had been in a dead sprint, I don't know if he would have gotten to it, but we'll never know. Instead, two aboard for Lisandro Rodriguez. Quad Cities with a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the second, and one out in the frame. Schomburg deals, and Lisandro takes a called strike. Lizzie did not play yesterday, but did on Thursday. 1-for-4 with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored in his sixth game as River Bandit. 0-1. Chopper to the right side. It's gloved by Vredenberg. He goes to second for one. Throw on to Schomburg at first is not in time. Up to third goes Coolisingham on a fielder's choice.
Next up for the River Bandits, number one, Justin Johnson.
So back to the top of the order for Quad Cities. Only the second inning, and the leadoff hitter Justin Johnson will get his second plate appearance. JJ drew a walk to start the bottom of the first, came in to score on Niven's two-run homer, the early difference. Schomburg deals. Slider got him swinging, strike one. 79, just outside of the zone. Miller shaded a bit towards the second base back, protecting against a Rodriguez steal attempt. Schomburg peeks over his shoulder. Now the 0-1. It's delivered low. Barely missed. It's a ball and a strike on Johnson. Johnson, since the All-Star break, one of the best hitters in all of minor league baseball, hitting at a 318 clip. 1-1. Slider inside, nearly bent back into the zone, but it's 2-1. In his last 41 games, which is since the All-Star break, Johnson has a 900 OPS and 19 extra base hits. His 24 doubles are tied for the sixth most in the league this year. 2-1. There's another slider, and that's down the middle for strike two. Deuces wild at Modern Woman Park. Two aboard, two outs, a 2-2 count to Johnson. Catcher Prater issues a quick defensive sign, now back behind the plate. Coolisingham at third, Rodriguez at first. 2-2 to JJ. Slider swinging and a miss, strike three. Schomburg slowed that all the way down to 79, got Johnson out on the front foot. The Bandits strand a pair in a scoreless second inning. We go to the third, 2-0, Quad Cities leads. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of three in Davenport. Quad Cities with a 2-0 lead over the Beloit Sky Carp, looking to pick up their third win of the week and guarantee the club a split of the six-game series. Sam Prater leads off the third for Beloit. Left on right, Hunter Owen deals and finds the low inside corner for strike one. Owen's off to the exact same start that Frank Mazzucato put together yesterday. Two scoreless innings, five strikeouts. 0-1. Prater grounds it towards short, easy for Dickerson. He'll glove, fire, and retire the catcher for the first down. Seven in a row retired to start the day for Hunter Owen. There's a good chance Quad City starts warming somebody up in the bullpen here shortly, not because of poor performance, but just as part of the load management the Bandits' starting rotation is going through here at the end of the year. Owen threw 2 2/3, just 31 pitches, 22 strikes. He now gets Jay Beshears, the shortstop. First pitch, swing and a miss. That was a little bit off the plate outside, but Owen tempts him for strike one. Beshears 0-3 yesterday, 0-10 at the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 91, that was right down the middle. We saw Mazzucato just racking up the whiffs yesterday. Owen doing the exact same thing. Big lefty, 6'5", 235 from Vanderbilt, is the number 19 prospect in the Royals system for MLB Pipeline. 0-2 to Beshears. Got him! Swing and a miss on the heater. Six strikeouts and eight batters faced for Hunter Owen. K after K after K after K after K. That is the 14th combined strikeout for Hunter Owen and Frank Mazzucato in the last two games. Now Brett Robertson. He takes low and outside. Roberts is the nine-hole hitter for Beloit. Had one of the team's seven hits yesterday. 1-3 with a single. The pitch. Popped him up. First base side. Caglione backpedaling onto the grass. Still has an eye on it. Still backpedaling. He lunges to his right and makes the catch to retire Roberts. 9-9 nine down. That ends the inning. Hunter Owen looking magnificent to start the ball game in Quad Cities. We go to the fourth. 2-0 River Bandits. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Hunter Owens got three perfect innings on the mound for Quad Cities. Bandits back to the plate for the bottom of the third, looking to tack on to a 2-0 lead that was swung to by this guy, Spencer Nivens. Launched a two-run homer off Will Schomburg in the first. Right on left, the pitch. Slider outside on the edge of the strike zone. It's a called 0-1. Nivens followed by Caglione and Werner. 2-3 and 4 hitters for Brooks Conrad. 0-1. Another slider and another called strike on the outer edge. Schomburg sitting in the high 70s with that pitch. Trying to not throw Spencer Nivens a fastball, which is not a terrible strategy. Here comes the 0-2. Another slider that's pulled weakly to the right side. Sliding stop. Miller from shallow right. The throw is in time. Nivens is retired. Terrific play by the Marlins number 16 prospect. Had to range way to his left. Stopped the baseball in the grass. Made an accurate throw and retires Nivens to begin the inning. So one out, nobody on. Another left-handed bat in the first baseman, Jack Caglione. First pitch. Fastball, huge cut, but fouled straight back. Caglione in his 28th game as a bandit, batting .241, 9 doubles, 2 homers, 13 driven in. Here's the 0-1. Slider swung on and missed. It's nothing in two. Caglione went 0-for-4 yesterday, but his at-bat in the first inning was mighty impressive against Jake Brooks. It was an 11-pitch battle, eventually won by the Skycar Perler. Two straight swing and misses from Cags. 0-2. Inside, that's a fastball. One ball, two strikes. As expected, activity in the Bandits' bullpen. Lefty Hunter Patterson beginning to get loose. He's been the usual piggyback for Hunter Owen as of late. 1-2, grounded towards short, routine for Bashirs. He gobbles it up, throws a bit low to first, and it's not caught by Vredenburg. Caglione is going to be safe. That was not a perfect throw from Bashirs, but definitely one Vredenburg should have held on to. Take a look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. And Brock just couldn't handle it. So Caglione safe via air. A man aboard for Trevor Werner. First pitch. Sliders on the inner half for strike one. It's going to be an E3 on Vredenburg. Six there in 51 games with Beloit. 0-1 to Trevor. Down and away on the slider. 1-1. Schomburg's got three strikeouts in the game. His first was of Trevor back in the first inning. Got him looking. 1-1. Fastball called strike, low outside corner. It was actually a little bit higher than it looked initially for me. In the strike zone nonetheless. 1-2 on the Bandits' third baseman. Caglione held it first by Vredenburg. Lots of room on the right side of the dirt. The pitch. Slider pulled to the left side. Foul just next to Brooks Conrad in the third base coach's box. Brooks clapping his hands, approving of the efforts from, I believe, Tommy Molsky, who's on bullpen duty tonight. Another 1-2. Swing and a miss. Werner down on the fastball. 92 at the top of the zone. Fourth strikeout for Sean Burke. Second out in the third. Well, that brings up Carson Rockefort. Bandits with a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. Doesn't sound like a whole lot, but when you consider what kind of series this has been for both teams' lineups, it's significant. First pitch, high and away. Through the first four games of this series, Quad Cities and Beloit have totaled just 21 runs. That's 5.25 per game. 1-0. Fouled off the catcher, Prater. 1-1. Those 21 runs, the lowest total of any series in the Midwest League this week. Teams hit a combined 184 through the first four games of the set. 1-1. Sliders outside, 2-1. Now, obviously, that's thanks in large part to great pitching. But the Bandits at the plate have gone just 4-for-22 with runners in scoring position the last two nights. 2-1. That's a called strike. Off for second goes Caglione. He's going to get there without a throw. A delayed steal for Caglione. It's his first stolen base as a professional. Doing his best Shohei Ohtani impression. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Rockefort down on strikes. Again, Schomburg to the high fastball. 5 strikeouts for the Sky Car Brady. After giving up the homer in the first, he's responded with consecutive scoreless innings. We go to the fourth at Modern Woman Park. Hunter Patterson coming in out of the Bandits bullpen.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Still a 2-0 lead for the Quad Cities River Bandits as we welcome you back for the middle third of tonight's ball game. Top of the fourth, pitched by Hunter Patterson. Lefty's first toss goes to Colby Shade, and it's fouled off the fencing in front of the first base dugout. Now Patterson, the 24-year-old lefty from Boynton Beach, Florida. Fifth round pick by the Royals back in 2022. 0-1. Shade swings through a changeup. It's 0-2. Colby 0 for his last 19 at the plate. Hunter Patterson, or rather Hunter Owen, struck him out in the first. One of 6 Ks in 3 perfect innings for the lefty. 0-2. Got him swinging. From one Hunter to another, the result's the same. Patterson strikes out Colby Shade on a curveball. And there's one quickly down. That is seven strikeouts in the first 10 batters faced for the Bandit staff. Now Gage Miller, first pitch. Loop towards left field. In comes Nivens. He has to play it on two hops. It's the first hit of the ball game for Beloit. Gage Miller flew out to left field in the first inning. Now plops one into left in the fourth and brings up Kemp Alderman.
Next up, five,
Kemp's a 231 hitter for Beloit. Having himself a pretty good series at the plate. Time called. Kyle Hayes wants to talk with Pattison. Alderman is just 3-for-15 this week, but he's got a triple, two walks, and again, in a series where there's been such little offensive production, any kind of extra base hit has gone a long way. His triple, one of just six Skycarp homers, and one of just two extra base hits in the game yesterday. Hayes back behind the plate. Pattison deals, and Alderman sends it deep to center field. Back goes Rockford. He looks up, and it's off the top of the batter's eye for a long two-run smash. Kemp Alderman ties the game at two with his second home run of the season. That thing was crushed. 1-11 off the bat, and truly at the very top of the batter's eye. Well over 400 feet to dead center. Now for Pattison, that's the first run he has given up since August 4th. He sees an 11 2/3 scoreless inning streak come to an end as Tony Bullard takes upstairs for ball one. So after so few homers in the first four games of the week, two homers in the first half of the game tonight, as Bullard watches another one out of the zone to move ahead 2-0. Alderman's RBI count now up to 11 in 32 games with Beloit. The pitch pulled well on the left field side. Over is Nivens, and he'll get there to make the catch. Two gone. That home run for Beloit, the team's first since this guy, Brock Vredenburgh, homered back on Thursday. Struck out swinging against Owen in the second. Infield shifted towards right. The pitch whiffed through for strike one. Pattison is 2-4 as a River Bandit this year. 5.56 ERA since getting the call up from Columbia. 0-1. Change up, low outside corner, a called strike two. Bumpy first couple of months with the Bandits, but in August, he gave up just four earned in 13 2/3 with 15 strikeouts and just three walks. 0-2. Vredenburgh fouls it into Hayes' glove. The catcher holds on, and it's strike three. Couple of strikeouts in the fourth inning for Hunter Pattison, but the Skycarp have tied the game up. A two-run bomb from Kemp Alderman knots us at two.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The Sky Carp have tied the game up. A two-run homer courtesy of Kemp Alderman sends the Bandits back to the plate for the bottom of the fourth in a 2-2 contest. For the second time tonight, Dustin Dickerson will lead off an inning. The six-hole hitter followed by Kula Singham and Hayes. They'll face the righty Will Schaumburg. First pitch, slider, low outside corner for strike one. Well, second time through the order, Schaumburg's retired five batters, at least as far as he's concerned. Caglione reached on an error. Oh, one pitch. High and away. One ball, one strike. Dickerson struck out looking back in the second. His first K in four ball games. A straightaway stance. He awaits the 1-1. Change up. Called strike at the base of the zone. 89 on the gun. Quad Cities with three hits to Beloit's two. Sky Carp with the only air. The pitch. Slider. A little bit low. 2-2. That was the pitch that Dickerson struck out on his last time. Schaumburg froze him with the blender. The pitch. Outside. 3-2. Again, going to that slider. And Dickerson able to lay off. Here's the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes again. That's the sixth strikeout for Will Schaumburg. And it brings up Sam Kula Singham. Three straight strikeouts for Will. A guy who, as I mentioned, started this year in the Mariners farm system. Spent time with both their single and high A club before being traded in the JT Chartois deal back on July 30th. First pitch. Kula Singham takes outside. It's ball one. Finished up his single A career as the California Pitcher of the Week back in May. 1-0. Down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Before his time in the Mariners system, Schaumburg spent 4 years collegiately at Davidson. Played 2 years in the MLB Draft League before eventually being signed as an undrafted free agent. 2-0. Fastball down the middle, a strike on Kula Singham. Sam has one of the Bandits' three hits, their second of the game. A single back in the second, but he was left stranded at third when the frame ended. 2-1. He sends it towards right center field and pretty shallow. Ranging into the alley goes Shade, and the center fielder calls off Coley and makes the catch for the second out. Four straight retired by Schaumburg, who's maybe a bit energized after watching Kemp Balderman tie the game up for him. Quad City's catcher Kyle Hayes now up. He singled back in the second, but was erased on a fielder's choice. Little blooper into center got him on. First pitch, it's the slider for strike one. Here's the 0-1. Fastball. Called strike two. Another heater. Kyle playing in his 15th game for Quad Cities this year. He's now spent parts of the last three seasons here with the River Bandits. Technically, though, started this year with AAA Omaha. 0-2. Fastball. Fouled off the end of the bat. Out of play behind home. He's now one of three catchers on the roster after Blake Mitchell got called up. Omar Hernandez getting the day off along with Mitchell. Another two-strike pitch. Slider called strike three right through the front door. A perfect 1-2-3 frame for Will Schaumburg. He's got seven strikeouts in four innings, and the game's still tied up at two. We go to the fifth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Coley will lead off the top of the fifth for Beloit. The Sky Carp and River Bandits still tied up at 2. 6, 7, and 8 in Billy Gardner Jr.'s order due up. They'll face the lefty, Hunter Patterson. Out of the windup, first pitch. Coley takes a bit outside. It's ball one. Mentioned Schomburg, an alumni of Davidson. Hunter Patterson, fifth-round pick by the Royals out of the University of Central Florida. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball. It's 1-1. That, though, was not the first time in his career Patterson had been drafted. The Cubs tried to take him out of Vero Beach High School back in 2019. 1-1. High and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. That year, though, Patterson was a 35th round pick. A few years in college moved him up 30 rounds. 2-1. Popped up first base side. Caglione gives it a look, but it's in the Party Plaza foul. A 2-2 count on the right fielder. Coley with one of the 6 strikeouts picked up by Hunter Owen, the starter. Went down swinging as Owen struck out the side in the second. 2-2. Popped up near home plate. Kyle Hayes sheds the mask, takes a few steps to his right, and makes the catch. That was not up in the air for very long, meaning Hayes did not have a ton of time to react, locate the baseball, and make the catch. But he checks all 3 boxes and watches Sam Prater step in. His catching counterpart, a ground out victim back in the third. He found the glove of Dustin Dickerson. First pitch, check swing. Curveball was down and in, and Prater held up for a ball. Sam is playing in his 38th game for Beloit this year, batting .238 with 5 homers and 25 driven in. He takes outside, and it's 2-0. He is one of just 2 Sky Carp catchers. 25-year-old from Helena, Alabama. The 2-0 pitch. Way outside, 3-0. He was a 6th-round pick of the Marlins back in 2021. The pitch. Taking all the way. It's low. Ball 4. So out of nowhere, Patterson delivers a 4-pitch walk and puts a man on for Jay Beshears. We saw Patterson struggle with the walk early on in his River Bandits tenure, but he has really dialed the free passes back since really late June. Walked just 3 hitters in 13 2/3 August innings. First pitch, runner goes. Beshears takes outside, the throw to second base. Got him! Rodriguez applies the tag, and Kyle Hayes guns down Prater. That is the 6th would-be base stealer caught pilfering by Kyle Hayes this year. That was a great throw. And a nice tag from Rodriguez, having to reach towards the back corner of the bag. Now the 1-0 to Beshears. Down the middle for strike 1. Sky Carp have struggled on the base paths this week. They've been caught stealing and picked off multiple times. 1-1. Taken high, 2-1. 2 Sky Carp were picked off yesterday. Mark Coley and Colby Shade. Taken out by Andrew Morones and Ben Hernandez, respectively. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Quad City's pitching staff has picked off 37 base runners this year. And the catchers have gotten stronger and stronger as the year has gone on in terms of throwing out guys trying to steal. 2-2. Low and in. Full count on Beshears. Jay struck out swinging in the third inning. Hunter Patterson going for his third K in two frames of action. Here's the payoff. Foul back into the netting. We'll do it again. Just hit 7 o'clock Central Time. We're in the top of the fifth here in downtown Davenport. Skycarp and Bandits tied up at 2. Another payoff. Got him swinging. Strike 3. That was a fastball on the high outside corner. A well-located pitch from Hunter Patterson. He gets some help from his catcher, Kyle Hayes, as Beloit brings the minimum to the plate in a scoreless top of the fifth. Halfway home here in Quad Cities, Bandits and Skycarp still tied at 2.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Some fans starting to reach for the sweatshirt now as we go to the bottom of the fifth here in Quad Cities. There's still a little bit of sunlight in right in center field, but for the most part, the ballpark is shaded. Temperatures down into the low 60s, expected to get into the low 40s later tonight. Fall baseball upon us. Lisandro Rodriguez to lead off the bottom of the fifth. Switch hitting second baseman faces Will Schomburg. First pitch. That's driven well towards right field. Coley with a bad angle turns around and has to play it off the wall. Rodriguez up to second base. The throw comes in late. It's a leadoff double for Lizzie. Second high A double for Rodriguez. Schomburg left a meatball, middle out. Rodriguez struck it well, 102 off the bat. Coley did not make a good angle in right field, but I don't think it mattered. So that snaps a string of 5 in a row set down by Will Schomburg, who's been really good since giving up that 2-run homer. He's allowed just 3 base runners and has 7 strikeouts. Back to the top of the order and Justin Johnson. First pitch is high for ball 1. New activity in Quad City's bullpen. Nate Ackenhausen starting to get loose. Hunter Patterson has thrown the last 2 frames in relief of Hunter Owen. 1-0. Slider, outer half, a called strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout today. Extended his on-base streak to a team-best 22 games for the first inning freed pass. Struck out in the second inning. 1-1. Slider with low outside corner. And that's the issue, or the pitch that Johnson has had an issue with today. Schomburg's getting a ton of horizontal break on that pitch. And Johnson's just not been able to time it up yet. Here's the 1-2. Fastball punched foul over the first base side. Johnson reached way out of the zone to get a piece of that and stay alive. Score tied at 2. Potential go-ahead run, standing at second with no one out. Johnson, at the very least, trying to move him up to third. 1-2. Slider lifted well, center field and deep. Shade is back, camping underneath it in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. Rodriguez tags from second. Relay throw to third, gets away from Bullard, but Schomburg backed up the play, and Rodriguez stays at third base. So nice work from Johnson to get it deep enough to at least move up the runner. And this is an ideal spot if you're Quad Cities. Infield forced to come in with a man at third and one out. And one of the best RBI getters on the team, Spencer Nivens, in the left-handed box. Schomburg delivers down the middle, strike one. Nivens got the best of him in the first with a two-run homer. All of Quad City's runs thus far, but then Schomburg got him to ground out in the third. 0-1. Slider outside. That was the play where Gage Miller made the terrific sliding stop over in shallow right field. Nivens takes a timeout. The count 1-1. Nivens with 54 RBIs this year. Third best mark on the team. Trailing Carter Jensen, who of course is in Double-A now, as he lifts one towards deep right center field. Shade back at the wall. It is gone! New month, same Spencer Nivens. His second home run of the night is his 20th of the season. The Bandits are back in front, 4-2. Fastball left down the middle and smacked off the pitch clock in right center field. 4-54 on the distance. Hopefully you got two tape measures for that one. Single-handedly, Spencer Nivens powering the Bandits lineup as Jack Caglione now strides in. He takes a slider high and away. Another multi-hit game for Nivens, another multi-home run game. The pitch, swing and a miss on the fastball. Second multi-home run game of the season for Nivens. The pitch, swing and a miss. It's strike two. Fastball pumped by Caglione. Just the fourth multi-home run game of the year for a Bandits hitter. Kalem Schaff, Nivens twice, and Brett Squires once. The men to accomplish the feat. Schomburg fires. Caglione pops it up out of play behind the screen. And it's going to bounce off the suites and right into the 10th row. Nice catch made by the gentleman in the Hawkeyes jacket. Probably not the only one of those being worn in the Quad Cities today. Schomburg looking for that 8th strikeout. Another 1-2. Slider low. Maybe outside. Not sure where it missed. But a 2-2 count now on Caglione. 0-for-2 start. Reached on an error in the third. Stole second base after the pitch. Slider yanked foul. Look out. Down by the Skycar bullpen. That's foul and a missile. Just in front of the low inside slider. 2-2. Soft liner, center field. Shade comes in and makes the catch. They're two gone. Caglione almost looked like he was in front of that fastball. Up comes Trevor Werner. Bottom five in Quad Cities. QC up 4-2. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch. Werner takes the slider inside. Pitch count for Schomburg now up over 80. Nobody is throwing in Beloit's bullpen, but there are a couple of guys standing about. Nate Ackenhausen continues to get loose for Quad Cities. 1-0. Slider chopped towards short. Two hops for Bashir's. He gloves, fires low to first. It's under Vredenberg's glove, and Werner is safe. Another ball not held on to over at first base. And we'll see who the error is on this time. Is it a second on Vredenberg, who's, of course, now looking at his mitt over at first base? It's always the first place you look when one gets past you. Couldn't quite tell from my angle where the error was, if it was Bashir's making a bad throw or Vredenberg just not making the catch. We'll let the OS make that decision. Here, look for yourself on Bally Live and MLB TV. And that is on Vredenberg. I am not sure what happened there. Oh, looks like they're giving an E6 at the moment. But maybe one of those that is worth a second look, just because it's so hard to tell from the press box where those throws go. If they're up the line, they look almost the exact same as if they're right at the first baseman. Either way, it's the second error of the game for Beloit. They're fourth in the last two, and they're seventh of the series. Here's Carson Rockefeller after a mound visit. First pitch is down and in. Center fielder's hitless in the game. Flew out to center in the first, struck out swinging in the third. Werner's a good base stealer, not going on the 1-0. The slider is high and inside. Looks like it's a right-hander starting to throw for Beloit. Appears to be Jesse Bergen. The pitch. Rockefeller takes low and inside, 3-0. Carson's got a nice little six-game on-base streak going. Six RBIs and six walks during that stretch. 3-0. High and tight, ball four. And another base runner on for Quad Cities. Werner advances up to second. So now we'll see how long the leash is for Billy Gardner Jr. Skycarp just sent Jason Erickson out there. And as Dustin Dickerson is announced, Billy stays put. So two on, two outs. Dickerson looking to snap an 0 for 2. He's struck out twice. First pitch, high and outside. Dickerson with back-to-back days off for, I believe, the first time this year. So maybe a little bit of rust he needs to shake off. 1-0. Slider missed outside. It's 2-0. Six straight out of the zone for Schomburg, whose next pitch will be his 89th of the ball game. Slider poked towards center field. It lands for a base hit. Werner gets the green light from third. The throw from Shade, not in time. Werner's in with a feet first slide. RBI single, Dustin Dickerson. Quad Cities with a 5-2 lead. Werner got a really good jump at second base. He saw that one over his head. Never even needed to look back to see if it would be caught. And saving that time, and he's able to beat a good throw from Shade and give Quad Cities a three-run inning and a three-run lead. We got a pause for a pitching change here in the Quad Cities. Will Schomburg is getting the plug pulled by Billy Gardner Jr. And into the game, Jesse Bergen. We're paused. Bandits up 5-2 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Second two-run homer from Spencer Nivens, followed by a Dustin Dickerson RBI single. Knocks Will Schomburg out of the game. Jesse Burgeon comes in with two on and two outs and delivers ball one to Sam Kulasingham. Sam is the eighth hitter in the inning for the Bandits. They lead 5-2 thanks to this three-run frame. The pitch. Fastball, low outside corner, a called strike. 1-1. Schomburg goes 4 2/3, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks. Still responsible for Rockeford at second and Dickerson at first. 1-1. Lifted in the air, left field. Roberts into the alley, circles behind it, makes the catch, and ends the inning. Another big frame, though, for QC. Spencer Nivens, with his second blast of the night, has 20 on the year. He ties Cam Collier for the second most in the Midwest League. To the sixth we go, 5-2 Quad Cities. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the sixth here at Modern Woodman Park. New pitcher on for Quad Cities. It is the lefty, Nate Ackenhausen. He will get the 9-1 and 2 hitters for Beloit as he takes over for Hunter Patterson. First pitch, fastball's high. It's 1-0. Final line for Patterson. 2 innings of work, 2 runs allowed. The 0-1 on its way from Nate. Swing and a miss. A little fastball around the low outside corner. It's 1-1. Looks like Roberts actually got a piece of it and fouled it into Kyle Hayes. He's going to get a moment to shake his hand out. Patterson gives up those 2 runs on 2 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Both runs scored on a 2-run shot from Kemp Alderman. 6 of the 7 runs scored tonight have come on 2-run homers. Spencer Nivens has a pair. Alderman's accounting for Beloit's lone tallies. Haynes ready to work again. 1-1 on the way to Roberts. Outside, 2-1. Ackenhausen, the 22-year-old from Oklahoma. 10th-round pick out of LSU by the Royals just a few months ago. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Great breaking ball. 2-2. Well, he's called Nasty Nate, and he has been just that. Nasty for Quad Cities. 7 scoreless innings with 7 strikeouts since making his pro debut. The pitch. Curveball. Check swing. It was down and in. No appeal, and the count's 3-2. Ackenhausen, 6'2", 256 pounds. The bearded lefty. The payoff. Ground ball towards second base. Couple of sharp hops, but Rodriguez handles and throws to first for the out. Nice work from Lizzie to stay in front of that. Use the body and keep a leadoff base runner off base. So back to the top of the order for the struggling Colby Shade. 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. 0 for his last 20 at the plate. Infield with a slight shift towards left, playing him to pull. First pitch. Called strike at the knees. Ackenhausen is the first repeat pitcher, so to speak, in that he's the first Bandits hurler to appear twice in this series. We saw him pitch Tuesday. 0-1. In the dirt. 1-1. Nate pitched in relief of Ryan Ramsey, who, as he usually does, went 6 innings. Didn't give up any runs and struck out 6. Ackenhausen followed with 2 scoreless before Ben Sears closed the game with 1 scoreless. The pitch. Outside, it's 2-1. Bandits won that game 3-0 for the club's 10th shutout win of the season. Ackenhausen falls behind Shade. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball lifted over the first base side. Foul up off the sweets and down into the seating bowl. What little sun was left keeping things semi-warm is since set. Lights on, contributing heavily to the lighting at the time. 2-2 pitch. Down and away, full count. Good take from Colby Shade. 96 on the radar gun for Ackenhausen. He's ready again. Payoff pitch. Called strike 3. Top of the zone with the breaking ball. And Shade was not expecting that. Skycar leadoff man has now struck out 3 times in the game. So 2 down in the top of the 6th inning. Ackenhausen now gets Gage Miller. He has one of the 2 Skycar hits, a single back in the 4th. Left on right, first pitch. High and away, 1. Infield, straight up to face Miller. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92, low inside corner. Ackenhausen is fit right in with this clubhouse. Immediately contributing out of the bullpen. 1-1. Tapper up the third baseline, charging his Werner. He gloves, fires from his right foot, and gets it there in time. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Nate Ackenhausen, his 8th consecutive scoreless frame to begin his professional career. We go to the bottom of 6. Bandits still up 5-2. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
wonderful large crowd, a little bit chilly of an evening, but a terrific night here in Davenport. Quad Cities with a 5-2 lead over the Bloyd Sky Carp, looking to take the lead in this six-game set with everything currently tied up at two wins apiece. Kyle Hades leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Bandits. Right-hander Jesse Burgeon up there again. And Hazel fouled the first pitch out of play. 8-9-1 to hit for the River Bandits. Hayes 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Burgeon's 0-1 in the dirt. 1-1. Well, Jesse came in to help Will Schomburg complete the fifth inning. Schomburg allowed 5 runs in 4 2/3, but finished the game with 7 strikeouts, all coming in his first 4 innings. 1-1. Fastball, low. 2-1. Jesse making just his second appearance of the season for Beloit. The 2-1. Low and inside. 3-1. Spent some time in both the Florida Complex League and in single-A Jupiter. The pitch. Lifted foul over the first base side. Looked playable for a moment, but it slices out of play onto the Party Plaza, and it's 3-2. Jesse, 24 years old, from Los Angeles. Former UCLA product. Payoff pitch. Fouled straight back. Good cut from Hayes to stay alive. Burgeon, an 11th round pick by Miami back in 2021, stands at 6'4", 205 pounds. This is his 32nd career minor league appearance. Another payoff. Hayes lifts it to right field. Well struck. Coley the second backpedaling towards the track. He's got room, though. He makes the catch, and there's one down. Good AB from Kyle Hayes, but Burgeon eventually retires him after a 7-pitch battle. And it's back to Lisandro Rodriguez, Quad City's second baseman tonight. Switch hitting infielder, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored back in that 3-run fifth. First pitch. Low and outside, 1-1. Burgeon, been dealing with some injury issues the last couple of years, made his pro debut in 2021, but missed 2 straight seasons after that. As Rodriguez clubs one foul, way out of play, but down by the bike path next to the Party Plaza, it's 1-1. Nice to see Jesse back out there. Put together some terrific numbers in single-A Jupiter this year. 1-1. Called strike, low outside corner. With the Hammerheads, he gave up just 4 earned runs in 22 innings. That's a 1.64 whip, or rather a 1.64 ERA. His whip was just .81. 34 strikeouts to 2 walks and 16 hits. Rodriguez back in the box. Here comes the 1-2. Chopped down the third baseline, just fell in between Bullard and Brooks Conrad into the QC pen. In the next inning, we'll check out the out-of-town scoreboard for the first time. See what else is going on this Saturday night. The pitch. Line drive, right field again. Sinking and landing in front of Coley. It's a base hit for Rodriguez. He's 2-for-3 tonight and has his first multi-hit game as a River Bandit. Well, he has been setting the table for the guys atop the order, including for this guy, Justin Johnson. 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. First pitch. Hammered, but foul. Left side behind the bullpen towards the amusement deck. It's over by the frog hopper. It's a good swing for Johnson. Just got in front of it. Turn on a pitch, 94, maybe inside. 5-2 lead for Quad Cities. Man at first, one out. Double play depth for the Skycarp infield. Rodriguez bluffs a steal. The 0-1 slider is taken for strike two. Rodriguez should have just finished stealing there. He was about a third of the way to second base. He was just trying to throw off Burgett, but they have been in scoring position for this next delivery. 0-2. Low. One ball, two strikes. 24-year-old second baseman from New Jersey. 10th round pick by the Royals in 2023. Joined Quad Cities late in the season last year. He was with the Bandits on the break camp roster this year. Pickoff play to first. Rodriguez dives back safely. Lisandro is a pretty solid base stealer. Two for two in his first handful of games with Quad Cities. Now he takes off. 1-2. Fouled into the netting. Johnson stays alive, but Rodriguez had second stolen. Johnson, though, has to protect. No way he could try to hold up there. Rodriguez has played in 263 career minor league games. Has 58 stolen bases. 37 of those with single-A Columbia over the last 3 years. 1-2. Foul tipped and held onto by Prater for strike three. Johnson was saying it hit the dirt. But that was not the case. He's down on strikes for the second time. And Burgeon's first strikeout puts two away in the bottom of the sixth. Let's take a look at the replay ourselves. Nope, that's a clean catch. Nice snag from Prater. So here's Spencer Nivens. He's got two homers tonight. He takes a slider for strike one. Spencer with a two-run shot in the first, a two-run shot in the fifth. His home run total on the year at an even 20. 0-1. Swinging and a miss. Good changeup. 0-2. Nivens, the last River Bandit. Or I should say the first River Bandit to put together a multi-home run game since Spencer Nivens did on August 20th against the Lansing Lugnuts. Nivens has 20 home runs in the year. 14 have come in the last 2 months. Throw to first, and they've got him picked up. Rodriguez was leaning, and a great tag from Vredenberg is going to end the inning. I guess that's maybe not the worst thing in the world. Nivens is going to get a mulligan in the next inning. And yeah, Rodriguez took a hard step towards second. He was going first movement, and he's picked off. So that sends us to the seventh. Quad City's up 5-2.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
A packed house at Modern Woman Park, Quad Cities, back to the field. They Ackenhausen on the hill for the seventh. First pitch to Kemp Alderman. It's fouled out of play. After the game, red, white, and boom fireworks being shut off the river for the first time since last year. This is normally a July 3rd festivity as Alderman chops one foul to the left side. It's 0-2. But with the flooding this year, the show was postponed. Scheduled for tonight. It's kind of a nice send-off for baseball season, even though Quad City's still playing after this swing. 0-2. Alderman fouls it over the screen, out of play. Kemp has recorded all of the Sky Carp runs, at least he's responsible for them. He's got half a Bloyd since. 1-for-2 with a two-run homer. Two-strike toss. Got him swinging. Alderman with a great back foot breaking ball. Or down on a great back foot breaking ball. It was Nate Ackenhausen with the pitch. And there's one away. More strikeouts for the Bandits pitching staff. They're up to 11 in the ballgame. Two away from matching the season high as a team. So now Tony Bullard, 0-for-2 out of the cleanup spot. First pitch. Fouled into Hayes' glove. Strike one. Now, with the win tonight, if the Bandits can hold on, they will clinch the second-half title in the Western Division. 0-1. Down the middle, a called strike two. They have a one-and-a-half game lead on Wisconsin with, not including this game right now, two games to go. One game to go if you include today. So if the Bandits win, they've got it secured. Of course, they've already punched their ticket to the playoffs, but looks a little bit nicer when you can say division champ. 0-2. Check swing. Pitch low and in. The appeal. He did not go. Bullard holds up. One ball, two strikes. Ackenhausen tried to strike Tony out on the same pitch he got Alderman with. Lefty's got his new sign from Hayes and comes home again. Foul to the backstop. Over in Cedar Rapids, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers take on the Colonels in the bottom of the fourth and scoreless. Just one total hit in the game. Kind of like what we saw last night here in the Quad Cities. Another 1-2. Bullard with a soft liner right center field. It's going to drop for a base hit. Tony now with Knox in four straight ball games. He's 6 for his last 12. Swinging as hot of a bat as anyone in this series. May have gotten a little jammed on the high inside corner. Actually, taking a look at the strike zone, it looks like it was on the high outside corner. Just kind of nubbed it off the end of the bat, but got it far enough away from the infield. So tying run still in the on-deck circle, but Beloit has its first hit since the Alderman homer. A man on with one out for Brock Vredenburg. Left on left, he takes a fastball for strike one. Another scoreless game over in Peoria, Lake County and the Chiefs in the top of the third inning. Captains, though, have the bases loaded with no one out. The 0-1 delivery. Tapped up the third base line. It bounces off the grass and rolls foul. Hayes waits for the ball to completely cross the chalk before grabbing it for strike two. That was going to be a really challenging play for Kyle, but the ball hit the lip of the grass in fair territory and redirected foul. Vredenburg makes a slow walk back down towards home plate, trying to maximize the amount of time where he can get a breather after having to sprint down the line. Five-two lead for the Bandits in the top of the seventh. Sky Carp have a man at first with one out. Vredenburg taking as much time as he possibly can before the pitch clock resets. Now he's back in there. Ackenhausen trying to hand Vredenburg his third strikeout of the ball game. 0-2. Broke his bat, rolled over to second. Rodriguez fields, flips to first, and gets the out. He was trying to tag Bullard initially, but never had the opportunity. And now they're saying interference on Bullard. That's going to end the inning. They're saying that Tony got in the way of Lisandro, and it'll be an unconventional double play to end the inning for QC. Here's the replay on Bally Live and MLB TV. They're saying that Bullard went out of the base path. So good job from Rodriguez. He gets two outs. Sort of. The Bandits with a 5-2 lead.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
The seventh at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities back to the plate, looking to build on its 5-2 lead. They lead the Beloit Skycarp in game five of the six-game set. Nate Ackenhausen has pitched two scoreless innings out of the Bandits bullpen. He's now up to 9 straight shutout frames to begin his professional career. Spencer Nivens leads off the inning at the plate and takes in the dirt for ball one. He was in an 0-2 count in the last inning when Lisandro Rodriguez was picked off of first by Jesse Bergen to end the inning. So Nivens gets himself a seventh inning mulligan. 1-0. Low. 2 balls, no strikes. Nivens has a 10.42 OPS since the All-Star break that leads the Midwest League. That number's going up tonight. 2-for-3 with a pair of 2-run homers. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. It's 2-1. And even when you're behind in the count to Spencer, it's just not worth it to throw a fastball, at least in my opinion. Bergen goes with a 2-0 slider and gets him off balance. Now the pitch. Check swing. It was low, and he went around. Shea Graham doesn't need the appeal. He signals strike himself. And Nivens falls into a 2-2 count. Bergen has pitched an inning and a third out of the Skycar bullpen and done so scorelessly. His 2-2 on the way. In the dirt, change up, full count. Nivens laid off. After Spencer, Jack Caglione's on deck. Trevor Werner, the cleanup hitter, in the hole. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen for Beloit. As Bergen fires the 3-2. And Nivens taps it foul towards the third base side. There's also a right-hander in Quad City's bullpen. And that looks like Ben Sears starting to get loose. Another 3-2. Nivens takes low for ball four. He reaches for the third time in 4 plate appearances tonight. He'll get to visit Chris Corbett again. And the leadoff walk puts some traffic aboard for Cags. Caglione is off to an 0-for-3 start tonight. He reached on an error in the third and with a delayed steal, stole second base for his first as a pro. Right on left, Bergen into the stretch. First pitch, swing and a miss. Caglione chased a bit high. It's 0-1. Caglione has seen the strikeout numbers tick up a little bit. He's not worked a walk since August 24th. The pitch. Scoop towards left field. Roberts to his left will make the catch. Nivens back to first. There's one away. Caglione just throws his head back in frustration. That was not a bad swing. Got a fastball low and away and went the opposite direction, but Caglione's just too strong. struck it too much, and Roberts had time to make the catch. So Niven still at first, but with one out. And now Trevor Werner in the right-handed box. Burgeon deals. Foul ball into Prater's glove. Strike one. Continuing our look at the Midwest League scoreboard, Lansing has a 1-0 lead over West Michigan in the bottom of the sixth. In Grand Rapids for that one. And in Fort Wayne, the Cubs lead the Tin Caps 5-1 in the eighth. 0-1. Scooped foul over the first base side. It's 0-2. And then over at Dow Diamond, the Great Lakes Loons are currently no-hitting the Dayton Dragons. They're through 5.5 there, and Lake County leads 3-0. Burgeon's 0-2. Low and outside, and a balk has been called. Field umpire Jonathan Rector signaled something. Not sure where the infraction was, but it's going to push Nivens up to second base. Let's take a look on the replay. He must not have come set the whole way. So man in scoring position now. There goes the double play threat. 0-2. Popped him up. First base side. It's going to get out of play. And another opportunity for Trevor Werner. That was a nice catch in the first row. Lady Adder legs up on the dugout, just chilling out. Casually reached back. Snagged the rebound. That was as nonchalant of a grab as you'll see. Another 0-2. Breaking ball. Outer half. A called strike three. Werner down on strikes for the third time tonight. Second K for Burgeon. Picks up the second out in the bottom half. Now time call. Billy Gardner Jr. is coming out of that third base or first base dugout. Looks like Burgeon now, who's at 35 pitches, is going to bring in a new arm to face Rockefeller. So Burgeon goes two scoreless innings. He's still responsible for Nivens, but he put together a strong effort out of the Skycar pen tonight. Two outs, a man on in the bottom of the seventh, Quad Cities with a 5-2 lead.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Sanchez is the new pitcher for Beloit. He comes on with a man at second and 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. Bandits looking to add to their 5-2 lead. Sanchez is a 3-year Sky Carp, making his 61st career high A appearance today. Right on left, he tackles Carson Rockefeller. He's 0-for-1, rather 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch, down and inside for ball one. Sanchez, the 23-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, celebrated his birthday just about a month ago. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, inner half, a called strike one. Sanchez has been fantastic for Beloit this year as Sam Prater asks for time. Maybe one of those rare instances where there was a cross-up of signals, but a strike was thrown. In 35 appearances for Sanchez, he is 4-1 with a 1.95 ERA. 50 and two-thirds innings pitched, 44 strikeouts, and a 1.53 opponent's batting average. That's one of the best marks in the league amongst relievers. Sanchez pitching for the second time this week. Quad Cities got to him for a run on Wednesday. Prater's back behind the plate. The 1-1 to Rockefort is high for ball two. It was Sam Kulasingham delivering an RBI single against Sanchez in game two. It was the game where Quad Cities clinched their playoff berth with a win over Beloit and a Peoria loss to Lake County. 2-1. Swinging and a miss. Slider fell off the table. Sanchez pulls the string for strike two. Ben Sears is still warming in the Bandits bullpen, likely taking over for Nate Ackenhausen in the eighth. Nivens with his lead at second base. He walked and then balked to second. Here's the pitch. Down and in, blocked by Prater. Nivens took a step towards third, but now backpedals. Looks like that red, white, and boom barge is making its way up the river. Gonna park right near Rock Island, right by the Arsenal. Finally starting to get dark enough to think about fireworks. 3-2. High fly ball. Towering shot towards right field. Coley sits underneath it and makes the catch to end the inning. Boy, Rock struck that well, just got under it. And there's the barge making its way. Fireworks on the way soon. Quad City is already with some fireworks of its own tonight. We go to the eighth. 5-2 River Bandits.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
The high A saves leader, Ben Sears, perhaps gunning for his 15th of the year as he enters in the top of the eighth with Quad Cities in front 5-2. Of course, for Sears, it would need to be a six-out save, but that's something he's accomplished more than a couple times this year. Skycarp trailed by three. They have not scored since Alderman's two-run homer in the fourth. Mark Coley leads off the eighth, right on right. First pitch from Sears is a broken bat roller up the third baseline. It's going to be foul, touched by Werner. And maybe Coley didn't break his bat. Let's see if he examines it. And yes, he did. Immediately walking over towards the first base dugout. It sounded like it, but wasn't entirely sure. So Coley, with one swing into his plate appearance, needs a new stick. Maybe that'll help him, though. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out in the second, popped up to Kyle Hayes, the catcher, in the fifth. 0-1. Slider hit well. Left field. Nivens back on the track. At the wall. He jumps up. It's gone. New bat, new swing for Mark Coley. A solo shot picks up his 12th of the season. And Beloit cuts its deficit down to two. It's 5-3 in the eighth.
Next up, number 25, Sam Creighton.
That was another pitch that was middle out. Coley was able to pull it. Saw him do that earlier in the game. Now Sam Prater to the dish. First pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner. That is the fifth home run that Sears has given up this year and his first since July 24th. That was 11 appearances ago. 0-1. Down and away. One ball, one strike. Beloit with all three of its runs via homer today. Three runs on four hits. The Bandits 5-on-7. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider. 1-2 on the catcher. Now, Prater entered play 4 for his last 9 with 4 RBIs, 4 walks, 1 strikeout. Today, 0-for-1 with a walk. Here's the pitch. High and outside. It's one of those guys who has a low average, but it doesn't tell the story. He's hitting .236, but his OPS is .772. 2-2. Called strike 3, a fastball at the base of the zone. Nice bounce back from Ben Sears. He picks up Quad City's 11th strikeout of the game. And brings up Jay Beshears. Final line for Nate Ackenhausen. Another scoreless one. Two innings, one hit, no walks, and a strikeout. The pitch. Slider called strike on the low outside corner. In addition to his high A best 14 saves, Sears sports a very solid 3.23 ERA, a 1.20 whip in 55 and two-thirds innings. 0-1. Tap foul to the left side. Sears is converted on 8 consecutive save opportunities. Actually, 9 straight save opportunities. A stretch that goes all the way back to early June. The 0-2. Fastball. See you later. Low outside corner at 92. A three-pitch strikeout of Beshears, who is down on K's for the third straight at-bat. Sears did not like giving up that homer to start the inning. Grabs the rosin bag, throws it back down onto the mound, and is ready to face Brett Roberts, the nine-hole hitter. 0-for-2 in the ballgame. First pitch, wave and a miss on the slider. So Sears going a little backwards action. Start with the slider, then going fastball later in the count for the strikeout. Here comes the 0-1. Tap foul to the right side. Nothing at 2. We'll get you an update from the Kansas City Royals farm system here shortly. Just one final score to tell you about. 0-2. Slider scooped in the air, left field, pretty well struck. Nivens back though with room underneath it, makes the catch chest high and ends the inning. So the Sky Cart get back into the run column on the Mark Coley solo shot, but after that, 2 strikeouts and a lazy fly ball for Ben Sears. We go to the bottom of the eighth, 5-3 lead, Quad Cities in front.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
We'll be right back.
Skycarp get a run in the top of the eighth inning. A solo shot off the bat of Mark Coley has trimmed the Bandits' lead down, or their lead down to two. Bandits back to the plate. Offensively, they've got Dickerson, Kula Singham, and Hayes due up against Edgar Sanchez. Came on to pick up the final out of the seventh inning. A fresh frame for him this time. First pitch, Dickerson takes low and inside. With Sears' two strikeouts in the last half inning, the Bandits staff has 13 in the contest. That ties a season high. 1-0. Fastball, a called strike one. It's a mark that the Bandits have hit four different times this year, twice against Beloit. Most recent occasion before this evening was on August 15th against the Skycar. 1-1. Inner half, a called strike two. Fastball at 94. Dickerson struck out in his first two ABs, then drove in a run with a fifth inning RBI single. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. That hit the last run-producing swing for Quad Cities tonight. They have two-run homers from Spencer Nivens and the Dickerson poke. Sanchez delivers. Line drive into the leaping glove at second. Gage Miller makes the catch. A wrong place, wrong time. A good swing from Dickerson, but Miller there. And it brings up Sam Kula Singham. Switch hitting right fielder, 1-for-3 in the game. Single back in the second. He's flied out in each of his last two at-bats. The pitch. Chopper to the right side. It is fair. Down the line, gloved by Vredenberg. Underhand flip in time. Sanchez gets his foot on the bag. Kula Singham retired after just one pitch. 3-1, two gone. So the Bandits have gone quiet in the hit column since the sixth inning. They got a walk in there, but as Beloit's pitching staff has done throughout the series, the bullpen's been really sharp. Bats, though, have been quieted by Quad City's arms. Kyle Hayes, the catcher, now up. He'll take in the dirt. Hayes is playing in his 15th game for QC this year. 1-for-3 at the plate tonight. Always seems to put together quality plate appearances. The pitch. Breaking ball taken for strike one. The area, though, where he's probably most helpful is defensively behind the plate. Pitching staff really love how Kyle calls the game. 1-1. Chopper to the left side. Shortstop Bashir's glove sets his feet. Throws to first. Vredenberg's had some difficulties there tonight, but he makes the catch. And the inning is over. A 1-2-3 frame for Edgar Sanchez. He's retired all four Bandits batters he's faced. We go to the ninth at Modern Woman Park. It's 5-3 Quad Cities.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Last call for the Sky Carp in the ninth. The River Bandits with a 5-3 lead and three outs away from picking up their third win of the week against the Marlins affiliate. Kyle Kirchvill joining you here in the John O'Donnell press box. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. Sky Carp will send the top third of the order to the plate against Ben Sears, who is also three outs away from picking up his high A leading 15th save of the year. First pitch goes to Colby Shade, and it's a slider taken for strike one. Shade is 0-3 tonight and hitless in his last 21 at-bats. All three outs he's made today have been strikeouts. The pitch. Called strike, low outside corner, quickly 0-2. Sears pitching with a little bit of conviction after he gave up the homer to Mark Coley. After that blast, retired the next three hitters with some pace. 0-2. Slider, low and outside. 1-2. With those 14 saves, Sears has the most for a River Bandit since 2012. 1-2. Got him swinging. A fourth strikeout of Colby Shade. Sears with three in the ballgame. That brings him within one of his season high. Struck out four Cubs hitters back on June 1st. Two-hole hitter Gage Miller trying to get in the way of that effort. First pitch, swing and a miss on the fastball. Well, back in 2012, Heath Wyatt led Quad Cities with a 20-save season. 0-1. Down and outside. 1-1. Wyatt was in the Cardinals system, of course, back then. Quad Cities was a single-A affiliate for St. Louis. 1-1. Swing and a miss on the slider. 1-2. Worked his way all the way up to AAA. Actually spent parts of three seasons at the AAA level, but never made it to the big leagues. His career ended in 2016. A former 33rd round pick out of Southeastern Oklahoma State University. 1-2. Fastball lifted over the first base side, out of play. It's interesting, he never really remained in the closer role after that season. With the Bandits at 2.24 ERA, 20 saves and 55 appearances. 1-2. Slider lifted right center field. Into the alley goes Kulasingham. He's there, and he's got it two away. After that 2012 season, though, Wyatt only recorded seven more saves in the next three seasons. No wonder why that was the case. Last chance for the Sky Carp. In the top of the ninth, they trail 5-3. Kemp Balderman in the box. He takes low and inside. Kemp is a two-run homer. Otherwise, 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Quad City's an out away from its 37th second-half win of the year and guaranteeing the Midwest League West Division title. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Of course, that's a second-half title. Wisconsin won the division in the first half. That's who Quad Cities will play next week in the postseason. 1-1. Line drive, right center field. Sam's not going to get to that one, at least not before it hits the grass. He cuts it off, throws it in quickly, and he's going to hold Alderman to a single. Really nice play from Kulasingham. Turned on the afterburners. And was able to make sure it was just 90 feet. Off the bat, it looked like extra bases all the way. That was 109 off the stick. So, this makes things a little more interesting. Sky Carp with a tying run at the plate. Two outs, man at first for Tony Bullard. 1-3 with a single. First pitch. Change up, low for ball one. Fans will be sticking around after the final out tonight. Red, white, and boom fireworks happening, I believe, at 9:30. 1-0. Outside, 2-2. Of course, Quad Cities will then wrap up its homestand and the regular season tomorrow afternoon. A 1 o'clock start. Oscar Rayo gets the ball against Ike Buxton. 2-0 from Sears. Fastball yanked foul into the Bandits bullpen. The last two saves for Sears have been of the three-out variety, but his last six-out save came against Beloit back on August 13th at ABC Supply Stadium. Did so, giving up just one base runner. 2-1. Swing and a miss on the slider. And with the count now even at two, Sears can go to anything here. Crowd clapping its hands. Sears ready. He's got his sign from Kyle Hayes. 2-2 pitch. Down and away, full count. Yeah, that means Alderman will get a head start. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Brock Vredenburg waits on deck. He has not reached base tonight, but he has homered in this series. 3-2. Through the left side, a base hit. Alderman stops at second base. He'll play it safe. And it's another two-out base runner for Beloit. Bullard yanks one between Warner and Dickerson as Sears challenged him down the middle at 92, and Bullard was up to the task. He now has seven hits in his last three games. And Taylor Bloy wisely is going to make a trip out to the hill. He's the River Bandits' assistant pitching coach, serving in that role with Quad Cities for the first time in his career. Derek Lewis kind of letting him take the reins as far as the mound visits go here in the second half. Great learning experience for one of the younger coaches on the roster. Sears' pitch count now up over 30. It's a mark that he has gone over this year, but not since early August. Brock Vredenburg in the box. Two men on, two outs. First pitch, called, strike one. That's a key start to the AB. Fastball on the inner half. Now Sears in front early. The 0-1. Called strike, inner half again. Nothing in two. That was two fastballs in almost the exact same spot. Now the slider, even more devastating. Let's see what he goes to. The two-strike toss. Got him! Swing and a miss, ball game over. Quad Cities secures the second half Midwest League West title. They defeat the Beloit Skycarp 5-3 and guarantee themselves at least a split of their final regular season series of the year. Ben Sears gets the job done. It's his high A leading 15th save of the year. And boy, doesn't he look thrilled about it. Stick around for the River Bandits post-game show. We'll put the finishing touches on tonight and also get you one more look around the Midwest League scoreboard and the Kansas City Royals farm system. Quad Cities, with its 37th win of the second half, they beat the Skycarp 5-3 at Modern Woodman Park. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Woo!
for the final time on this crisp Saturday evening. We welcome you back to Modern Woman Park here in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchville joining you for the River Bandits postgame show. Quad Cities defeats the Beloit Skycarp 5-3 and wins the Midwest League West Division here in the second half. Still a series finale to go tomorrow afternoon, but entering the night with a 1.5 game lead over Wisconsin, the Bandits take that second half division title officially one game early. Let's get you started with the final line score from tonight. First for the Beloit Skycarp. They finished the game with 3 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. They go 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position and leave 2 men on base. For Quad Cities, it's 5 runs on 7 hits and no errors. They go 2-for-9 with men in scoring position and strand 6. The winning pitcher will be Hunter Pattison, who worked out of Quad Cities' bullpen. He improves to 3-4 on the year, despite giving up 2 runs in 2 innings of work. The losing pitcher is Beloit's starter, Will Schomburg. He gives up 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Schomburg falls to 2-4. Out of the Bandits' bullpen, Nate Ackenhausen is going to earn himself a hold, I believe. Yes, it's his 4th of the season. And for Ben Sears, he adds to his high A leading saves total. He gets number 15 with a 6-out save tonight. Still waiting on the final time of game and the attendance numbers from tonight, but I can tell you this is definitely one of the biggest crowds of the year. Many folks sticking around for the Red, White, and Boom fireworks show, which is coming up in about an hour. It's always a great thing to see, and normally something that takes place on July 3rd. It's kind of an annual celebration here in the Quad Cities, but if you remember back to July, there was a bit of flooding going on, and they had to postpone things until September. So a little fall fireworks show, but still great. Doesn't really matter what time of year it takes place. The Bandits offensively led, as they so often have been this year, by outfielder Spencer Nivens, one of the top 30 prospects in the Royals farm system, now has 20 home runs on the season. He is tied with one of the Reds' top prospects, Cam Collier, for the second most in the Midwest League. He goes 2-for-3 with a pair of 2-run homers, including a go-ahead shot in the first and then a second in the fifth inning. Dustin Dickerson drove in the other run for Quad Cities. He capped off a 3-run fifth with an RBI single after starting the night 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Final time of the game tonight, officially 2 hours and 11 minutes with 5,298 through the gates here at Modern Woodman Park. Let's get you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard, where there's still plenty of baseball being played. The only other game that's gone final over in Fort Wayne, where the South Bend Cubs got a 5-2 win over the Tin Caps at Parkview Field. 13 combined hits and 6 combined errors in that game. They're still scoreless at Dozer Park in Illinois. Lake County and Peoria 0-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Another pitcher's duel taking place over here in Iowa. The Cedar Rapids Colonels in a 1-0 game with Wisconsin. Colonels lead in the bottom of the seventh. The Dayton Dragons were being no-hit through the first 5 innings tonight. But over at Dow Diamond, the Dragons do get into the hit column, but in the top of the ninth, trail the Great Lakes Loons 3-0. And then finally, over in West Michigan, the Whitecaps get on the scoreboard in the bottom of the eighth. Lansing scored the game's only run, at least for a while, in the top of the first inning. Nothing but zeros until the eighth. West Michigan has jumped in front 2-1, despite being out-hit by 4. Just one other full-season Royals minor league affiliate still playing tonight. It's AA Northwest Arkansas. They currently lead Springfield on the road 4-3. It's been a back-and-forth ball game there. Columbia lost in extra innings tonight. They fell to Charleston 1-0-10. Just 5 hits in that ball game. The Memphis Redbirds with another win over AAA Omaha 5-4 the final in Tennessee. Quad Cities back in action to finish this series and finish the regular season tomorrow afternoon. Again, a 1 o'clock first pitch. We'll have your River Bandits pregame show underway at 12:45 Central. Make sure you turn in early. Tune in early for the weekly edition of the Royals Minor League Report. We've got news, notes, highlights, everything you need to stay caught up with all things Royals farm system. As far as the starting pitching matchup here in Quad Cities, the High A club will send Oscar Rio to the hill. The left-hander has been elite, 5-0 with a 2.26 ERA. He gets the ball against Skycarp right-hander Ike Buxton, who was 2-7 with a 4.94. With Quad City's win tonight, the Bandits improved to 67-63 on the year, 37-28 in the second half, and they're now 33-31 here at home. They snapped that small two-game skid. For the Beloit Skycarp, they fall to 60-68 overall, 30-35 in the second half, and 24-29 on the road. They'll be playing for a series split tomorrow. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchville. Thanking you so much for tuning in on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. We hope to see you for the regular season finale coming your way tomorrow afternoon. The Bandits, of course, back in action next week as well. Game one of their playoffs against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers coming Tuesday, September 10th, a 6:30 start here in Davenport. But first, one more game tomorrow. Quad Cities tries to make it 5 straight series wins. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your Saturday. If you're in the ballpark tonight, enjoy the fireworks show. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon right back here in Davenport. So long and good night from Modern Woman Park.